from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App. You are still listening?
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo thanks Indonesian people in State of the Nation's address. Bappenas affirms Indonesia to showcase financing innovation at 2024 High-Level Forum on Multi-Stakeholder Partnership. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his gratitude to all Indonesian people for Indonesia's achievement over the past 10 years. This was conveyed by the President in his state speech at the 2024 annual sessions of the People's Consultative Assembly (MPR) at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta on Friday.
Izinkan kami menyampaikan terima kasih yang tulus, terima kasih yang sebesar-besarnya kepada Bapak Ibu semua.
Allow us to express our sincere gratitude, our deepest gratitude to all of you, to all Indonesian people, wherever you are, who for the past 10 years have strongly traveled together through challenge after challenge, step by step, and faced change after change, so that we as a great nation can reach this point.
Terjadinya perubahan demi perubahan, sehingga kita sebagai sebuah bangsa yang besar bisa sampai pada titik ini.
President Joko Widodo, on behalf of himself and Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, also apologized to all Indonesians for hopes that have not been realized. The President expressed his apologies regarding the end of his terms of office, which is about 2 months ahead. But he believes that the next government, which will be led by Prabowo Subianto, who won the 2024 presidential election, will continue priority programs that are all aimed at improving the welfare of the people. The Ministry of National Development Planning and National Development Planning Agency stated that Indonesia will showcase several financial innovations in Indonesia in the agenda of the High-Level Forum on Multi-Stakeholder Partnership 2024, HLFMSP, in September. This was conveyed by Director of Foreign Policy and International Development Cooperation of the Ministry of PPN, or Bappenas, Hendra Wahanu Prabandani, in a virtual media briefing in Jakarta on Thursday, quoted by Antara. Examples of these innovations are the Global Blended Finance Alliance, an initiative to implement blended finance to support an environmentally friendly transition for developing countries and islands, and Green Sukuk to support sustainable projects.
Akan ada sesi khusus, satu sesi utama yang akan membicarakan tentang innovative financing.
There will be a special session, a main session that will talk about innovative financing in the HLF MSP later. So it is true, and in this case, we will also showcase several initiatives that have been carried out by Indonesia to then be transmitted or discussed at the global level. Take, for example, the Global Blended Finance Alliance and several others, including how Indonesia has succeeded in developing Green Sukuk and so on for innovative development funding.
Berhasil mengembangkan Green Sukuk dan lain sebagainya untuk pendanaan pembangunan yang inovatif gitu.
Hendra added, South-South and Triangular Cooperation is considered to be able to increase economic productivity
in developing countries in order to narrow the economic gap with developed countries. So he hopes that Indonesia and other developing countries can increase opportunities and easier access to new technologies so as to increase economic productivities and efficiency of integration into global trade. The South-Southern Triangular Cooperation Model involves two southern countries and a third party, namely developing countries or multilateral organizations. The Indonesian government is backing concrete steps to implement the Blue Economy Framework in ASEAN through the second ASEAN Blue Economy Forum in Vientiane, Laos. According to Antara, Assistant Deputy for Regional and Sub-Regional Economic Cooperation at the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs of Indonesia, Neti Muharni, stated on Thursday that the forum represents a significant step in implementing the ASEAN Blue Economy Framework ABEF approved by ASEAN leaders at the 43rd summit last September. She also noted that Laos, with Indonesia's support, organizing the Blue Economy event is a positive development to ensure the sustainability of Indonesia's priorities and discussions on the blue economy issues in ASEAN. The Indonesian government promoted the implementation of local currency transactions LCT as an initiative at the ASEAN High Official Meeting on Economic Integration in Vientiane, Laos. Reported by Antara, the meeting discussed the composition of the ASEAN Economic Community AEC Strategic Plan 2026-2038. The initiative will be a commitment to prioritize high-impact activities and address the most pressing issues. The AEC Strategic Plan, which will be adopted in 2025, aims to achieve ASEAN Visions 2045, which is to become a resilient, innovative, dynamic, and people-centered ASEAN. Assistant Deputy for Regional and Sub-Regional Economic Cooperation at the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Neti Muharni, said in a statement on Thursday that she believes establishing LCT agreements with key economic partners such as China, Japan and South Korea will further enhance ASEAN's resilience. Indonesian Ambassador to Cuba, Nana Yuliana, invited representatives of friendly countries, including ASEAN countries, to live in the series of commemoration of the 79th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia. One of the events was a fun walk and various competitions organized by the Indonesian Embassy in Havana last Saturday. Representatives of ASEAN countries who attended included Malaysia, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Myanmar, and Timor-Leste. Quoted by RRI.co.id from a statement by the Indonesian Embassy in Havana on Thursday, Nana said that the event was not only a celebration of independence, but also means to introduce Indonesian culture and values of unity. Chairperson of the People's Consultative Assembly, Bambang Susatyo, delivers an introductory speech at the 2024 People's Consultative Assembly's annual session at the Assembly's building in Jakarta on Friday. Quoted by Antara in his speech, Bambang Susatyo hopes that the elected President and Vice President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto and Gibran Rakabuming Raka, will maintain the continuity of national development after being inaugurated. According to Bambang, the task is not light because challenges will continue to come. He also said that Indonesia has launched the vision of Indonesia Emas 2045, a big goal to leapfrog into a high-income country on par with developed countries in 2045. Let's move on to the international news, where on Thursday, Japan lifted its warning for a mega quake, which had been expected to cause significant casualties and damage. According to AFP, Yoshifumi Matsumura, chairman of the Japan National Public Safety Commission, announced the removal of the warning at the 5 p.m. local time and urged the public to return to normal activities. However, he cautions that the lifting of the warning does not eliminate the risk of a large earthquake. Japanese citizens are advised not to forget mitigation measures, such as securing furniture, ensuring family members know the locations of temporary shelters, and stockpiling food reserves. Last week, the Japan Meteorological Agency had warned of the potential for a larger earthquake following a magnitude 7.1 tremor that injured 15 people.
Today's commentary is on South Korea sets vision of unification towards North Korea. South Korea reveals its vision for unification with North Korea on Thursday, August 15, yesterday. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, in a speech commemorating Liberation Day, which is celebrated as a sign of the end of Japanese occupation in 1945, said that the complete liberation of North Korea remains an unfinished task because the Korean Peninsula is still divided. President Yoon also promised to expand access to information from outside to North Korea and propose an official dialogue channel that can discuss any issues related to the two countries. The South Korean president then outlined three main tasks for reunification, namely maintaining freedom in South Korea from fake news and other destabilizing elements. Then, according to President Yoon, bringing change to North Korea through improving human rights and information from outside. The last is strengthening cooperation with the international community. He also proposed a working group between the two Koreas to discuss ways to reduce tensions, continue economic cooperation, and increase exchanges. President Yoon's dialogue proposal comes amid heightened tensions after North Korea sent trash-filled balloons across the border in retaliation against South Korean civic groups sending balloons carrying propaganda leaflets critical of the North Korean leader. In June, South Korea resumed broadcasting propaganda via loudspeakers near the border with North Korea for the first time since January 2016. This was seen as an act of provocation by North Korea. The prospects for inter-Korean talks appear to remain bleak as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calls South Korea its main and unchanged enemy. In addition, last June, North Korea signed a comprehensive strategic partnership agreement with Russia, which included a mutual defense clause. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have never seemed to subside since the Korean War ended in 1953 with an armistice agreement. Hopefully, the leaders of the two countries will refrain from launching various verbal attacks that could trigger open confrontation. It is certain that open conflict will only harm both parties.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I'll start today in history with August 16, 1906, when the earthquake in Valparaiso, Chile occurred. An 8.2 magnitude earthquake followed by another one struck Valparaiso City in central Chile on August 16, 1906. The two quakes struck close together at around 8 p.m. local time. The quake were felt as far away as the Chilean capital Santiago, which is about 100 kilometers from Valparaiso. This earthquake was one of the largest and most severe earthquakes in Chile, with around 3,900 people killed and 20,000 injured. Chile is prone to earthquake because because it is where the Nazca plate meets the South American plate. Let's move on to August 16, 1945, when the Rengas Dengklok incident occurred. The Rengas Dengklok incident was the kidnapping of the some Indonesian leaders on August 16, 1945, before the proclamation of Indonesian independence. The kidnapping was carried out by a number of youth from the Menteng 31 group against Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta. Both of them were taken to Rengas Dengklok, Karawang, West Java, and pressured to speed up the proclamation of Indonesian independence. This was based on the conditions of World War II at that time, when Japan, which invaded Indonesian territory, had surrendered to the Allies. Sukarno and Hatta, who were initially reluctant, finally agreed to immediately draft the Proclamation of Indonesian Independence, which was read on August 17, 1945. I'll end today in history with an August 16, 1977 event when Elvis Presley dies. Elvis Aaron Presley was a prominent American singer, songwriter, and actor. He was born on January 8, 1935. Elvis is considered one of the most influential cultural icons of the 20th century. He is also often referred to as the King of Rock and Roll, or simply, the King. Elvis Presley died on August 16, 1977, at his home in Memphis, Tennessee, United States, at the age of 42.
The guy. got away. I was dumb enough to think that you would wait. I should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot, I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if he was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. I wish I could turn back time. Say goodbye. I don't ever wanna say goodbye.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Statistics Indonesia's BPS recorded that Indonesia's goods trade balance experienced a surplus of $0.47 billion, or decrease by $1.92 billion on a monthly basis. Acting head of BPS, Amalia Widyasanti, in the official statistic news event in Jakarta on Thursday, said that the surplus this July was lower compared to the previous months or compared to the same month the previous year. Amalia said that the July 2024 trade balance surplus was supported by a surplus in known oil and gas commodities, namely $2.61 billion. The main surplus contributing commodities are mineral fuels, especially coal, vegetables, fats, and oils, and iron and steels. The non-oil and gas trade balance surplus in July 2024 is lower compared to the last month and the same month in the previous year. At the same time, the oil and gas commodity trade balance recorded a deficit of $2.13 billion, with the commodities contributing to the deficit being oil and crude oil. Amalia said that the oil and gas trade balance deficit in July 2024 was deeper than the previous month or the same month last year. Statistics Indonesia has also noted that Indonesia experienced a trade balance surplus with several countries, and the three largest were America with a value of $1.27 billion, India $1.23 billion, and the Philippines $750 million. Commodity contributing to the surplus in the balance of trade in goods with America include electronic equipment and its parts and clothing and accessories. With India, the surplus is contributed by mineral fuels, animal vegetables, fats and oils, as well as iron and steels. While the Philippines comes from vehicle commodities and their parts, mineral fuels and iron and steels.
Menyenangkan hati. Come on.
nirwana berwarna-warni. Keagungan pencipta tiada batas, menyenangkan hati, menempati lazuardi, melintasi bumi. Anganku cemerlang berhiaskan warna-warna. Akan ku jelangkan ku harap saat senja, engkau mahligai yang menjulang dalam suka. Ku telah terpesona kasih pelangi indah, lagi dan lagi
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
This August 13th, the residents of Genito Village, which is situated on the lower slopes of Mount Sumbing, Magelang Regency, Central Java, gathered to hold the Manten Tembakau tradition. Manten Tembakau tradition is carried out by the local farmers every Pahing Tuesday in the month of Sapar, based on the Javanese calendar. This tradition is a marriage ritual between a pair of tobacco trees named Kiai Pulung Seto and Nyai Srintil to express gratitude for a bountiful harvest, as well as to wish for another good harvest in the following year. The ritual procession begins with a couple carrying the two tobacco trees, Kyai Pulung Seto and Nyai Srintil, paraded through the village. Two tobacco trees parade, accompanied by a Javanese kending melody, kuda lumping art performances, and offerings. The locals also bring ambung rice, white rice, and side dishes placed on the winnowing basket, and tumpeng as the harvest symbol, to Sendang Piwakan spring. On the open water altar at Sendang Piwakan, the village elders start the ritual by praying, asking God's permission to perform ritual processions in the spring. Throwing flower petals on the Sendang Piwakan water surface, mocking the marriage is taking place, in the hope that the marriage will bring blessing in the future. Banten tembakau tradition is closed by picking the harvest from a tower-shaped harvest, which is believed to bring blessings. In the middle of the village, a variety of traditional art is also performed overnight, such as jatilan, wayang kulit, and other Magelang Regency's authentic arts.
When I was 16, my father said, you can do anything you want with your life. You just have to be willing to work hard to get it. That's when I decided, when I die, I want to be remembered for the life I lived, not the money I made.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said, one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me. They can't put out, carve your name into those shining stars. He said, go venture far beyond the shores, don't forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said, one day behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
You are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present to you Miscellany. VOI listener, students from Indonesia got one of scholarship recipients after successfully advancing as winners in the Next Generation Innovations International Student Competition. The competition was organized by International Education Specialist Study Group at Sunway Pyramid, Malaysia. 8 students from various high schools throughout Southeast Asia competed in this activity. The total scholarships provided are worth more than 127,300 Malaysian ringgit, or the equivalent of 444.7 million rupiah. student from Indonesia, Vanessa Shannon Suryandi, won third place in the competition. She created a project proposal entitled Pangestu, which inspired the world of health with an innovative approach to ethically revitalize health tourism in Indonesia. Vanessa will join the International Foundation year at the Study Group's University of Sheffield International College in September 2024 to continue her first year of business studies at the University of Sheffield in 2025. Listener, in the competition, students were asked to create a 5,000-word proposal of a plan to use their education to make a difference in the world. The projects covered a wide range of topics, from engineering to health sciences and business. This year's competition was launched on April 22, 2024, and students were required to submit their project proposals by June 30, 2024. A panel of judges, which included professors and industry experts, selected 8 finalists who were sponsored to Malaysia to attend the grand final. There, the finalists presented their ideas in a 15-minute presentation followed by an interesting question and answer session. Well, listener, that's today's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Wajahmu yang lucu dan langsung ku tahu kau menaruh rasa yang sama. Tolong sabar dulu, belum tentu dia mau.
for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to regular program Music Corner. Today, I invite you to explore the culture of East Kalimantan through regional music. One of the popular songs from East Kalimantan, specifically from the Kutai Tenggarong area, is entitled Nasi Bekepor. Nasi Bekepor, written by Ismet Rizal, tells the story of the process of making a traditional Kalimantan dish known as nasi liwet. Nasi bekepor is a type of nasi liwet made with a mix of vegetable, oil, spices, and salted fish pieces. This song is presented with an engaging rhythm, making it perfect for singing along. Through this song, you can appreciate the deep connection of the Dayak people with their tradition, natural wealth, and values such as gratitude and togetherness. So, listener, here is Nasi Bekepor, performed by Nadira Arisanti. Enjoy listening to this song.
Tentang kepalikan Keputusan yang tak terputuskan ketika engkau telah tunjukkan semua tentang kebalikan, kebalikan di antara kita. Kau sakiti aku, kau gerami aku, kau sakiti gerami, kau benci aku, tetapi esok nanti kau akan tersadar, kau temukan seorang lain yang lebih baik, dan aku kan hilang, ku kan jadi hujan, tapi takkan lama, ku kan jadi awan. Merakit mesin penenun hujan ketika engkau telah tunjukkan semua tentang kebalikan, kebalikan di antara kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram @voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.